بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير. إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم. انفروا خفافا وثقالا وجاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. لو كان عرضا قريبا وسفرا قاصدا لاتبعوك ولكن بعدت عليهم الشقة وسيحلفون بالله لو استطعنا لخرجنا معكم يهلكون أنفسهم والله يعلم إنهم لكاذبون. Go forth, and unless you do not go forth, he will punish you with a grievous punishment and replace you with another people, and you will not be able to harm him in the least. Allah Ta'ala has all the power over all things, and if you do not assist him, then it will not make a difference. For Allah Ta'ala had already assisted him when the kuffar at Makkah Mukarramah had driven him out. He was the only second person when they both were in the cave, and he said to his companion, "Grieve not, for Allah Ta'ala is with us." So Allah Ta'ala sent down his tranquility upon him, aided him with forces that you could not see, and humbled the words of the kufr, words of the kafirs, to the lowest of the depths. And the word of Allah Ta'ala is always exalted, and Allah is exalted in might and full of wisdom. And go forth, whether ill-equipped or heavily equipped, and strive with your property and yourselves in the cause of Allah. This will be far better for you had you only known. These munafiqeen, Allah Ta'ala speaks about them. And had it been a gain that was immediate and a journey that was easy, without doubt they would have followed you. But the distance had weighed heavily against them. The distance was a matter of traveling so far. So this was something that weighed heavy against them. And they would take oaths in the name of Allah that if we were able, we would have come out with you. They destroy themselves, and Allah Ta'ala knows that they are lying. Allah Ta'ala speaks in praise of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and there is no doubt that this is a reference with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. One is Thani Athnain, he was the only second person with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they were in the cave. So the second to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been declared in the pages of the Quran that he is the second to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when they were in the cave, in other words, it's a reflection of the affinity that he was the greatest confidant and the one with the greatest affinity with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be doubted. Then again Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, when Rasulullah said to his companion, hence if anybody doubts the companionship of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then he's out of Islam. For Allah Ta'ala himself declares his companionship when he said to his companion, لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا, and the fourth word of praise, Nabi himself says to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that grieve not. A person grieves when he fears that he will not be able to accomplish. His mission will only be accomplished if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is safely brought to Madina Munawwara. And en route, if he is intercepted or hurt, then obviously it will bring a lot of grief to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. One is that he is hurt or he is martyred and he is assassinated, so the separation. And number two, that this mission will remain unaccomplished. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about the truth of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the true bond, the true affinity. These words of grief normally are said at the time when there is a true bond and affinity. One grieves at the passing away of someone that is very dear and close. So Allah Ta'ala shows the bond between Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And fifthly, inna Allaha ma'ana, Allah Ta'ala himself declares his togetherness with both Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And when this is a jumla ismiya, it shows that this is going to be perpetual, that you will have my togetherness with you all the time. In the other pages of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about his togetherness with the righteous. Here Allah Ta'ala is speaking about his unconditional togetherness with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So you can imagine what is his position. Therefore he is the highest of the Siddiqeen, the highest of the awliya. Hence, when he was absolutely true and faithful, loyal to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala sent down his special tranquility upon him, upon Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. A special tranquility was sent. Sakina refers to a light, that light that you will be able to distinguish between the truth and falsehood, between righteousness and mischief. So number two, Sakina also is the type of assistance and divine assistance and aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that strengthens the person. Person's morale is broken down, then he is supported with this Sakina, with this strength divinely coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further, Allah ta'ala aided them with forces that you cannot see, means malaika. Again, Allah ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. It is just lip service that they offer. Had it been an immediate gain and an easy journey, then they would have followed you. But they know that it is going to be an arduous journey, some difficulty is going to be incurred, so they cannot bear to take on such a journey. Afallahu anka. These people had come and presented the excuses. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had pardoned them and overlooked them, obviously on account of his magnanimity. So Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this permission should not have been given to them. But showing the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala starts off that Allah Ta'ala has pardoned you. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ta'alluq, his love for Allah Ta'ala was so much that if he had known that Allah Ta'ala is displeased for some reason, then obviously it will bring a lot of pain to him. So Allah Ta'ala already declares that all this has been forgiven and pardoned. Don't you worry about this. But for the future, why لِمَا أَذِنْتَ لَهُمْ, be more careful about giving permission to these people. You had given them permission, but why did you give them permission? Until the truthful became clear to you, and those that were lying, they also became manifest. Those who believe in Allah Ta'ala in the last day, they would not ask to be exempt from striving with their persons and their wealth. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of the righteous. Only those who will ask to be exempt from striving who believe not in the in Allah and the last day and their hearts are in doubt, then they are tossed around to and fro in their doubts. Had they only intended to come out, then they would have made the necessary preparations therefore. But Allah Ta'ala didn't dislike their coming out. So He made them remain behind and said to them, remain with those people that remain behind inactive. And had they only come out with you, then their coming out would have not been to your benefit. Because they mean mischief, they mean evil. Had they come out with you, then they would have increased the disorder within your ranks, hurrying within your ranks, searching for ways to make mischief, and amongst you are spies. Amongst you are those that spy for them. But don't you worry, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of those that do wrong. They had already plotted mischief in the past, and they had turned matters upside down, turned them around, until the truth had arrived and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had become manifest, much to their disgust and to their dislike.